This is Doug Miller. Did Paul actually write the book of Hebrews? Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best, and he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and it is our privilege to be back with you once more this side of eternity with the Word of God in hand to sit before this mic, to speak this Word out clearly as we can speak it out and as honestly as we can put it out there. It's our privilege to do it one more time. And as God gives us grace, we will continue to do this until we can't do it anymore. And so we invite you to come along. We're going to start a new book this morning. It's the book of Hebrews. Took us almost a year to get through Romans, so who knows how long it'll take us to get through Hebrews. But I make no apologies for this. We are in no hurry to get through any of these books, seeing as how we have an entire eternity to spend in the Word of God. So we don't have to be rushed. We can spend an entire year over one chapter or even one verse if we want to. So bring your Bibles, come along as we start a new book, the book of Hebrews. And why not call a friend and tell them to listen in as well? Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time on this station by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this Word go out. That's what we do. As I have said before, if you're waiting for an encore or something, well, that's all we do. And we don't have any other ministries to speak of, just this preaching and speaking and teaching ministry. And we are attached to no denomination, no organizations of any kind. We have no particular position in that wise to uphold, and that means that we are free to tell the truth as God gives us grace to see the truth, without anyone saying to us, oh, why did you say that? And now, if you want to say that to us, that's fine, but please have book in hand and be ready to show me and the rest of us connected to Dialogue that what was put out there was wrong. And we'll sure listen to that. Have no problems with that whatever. And I imagine that many of you listening to Dialogue have heard me say things you thought were wrong. And some of you have told us so, and some haven't, and some agree, and we get some very encouraging letters, and we love those, and we like those that are, questioning us, too. No problem here. All right, bring your Bibles along. Open up to the first chapter of Hebrews, and call a friend. Tell them to listen in as well. Now, as any faith ministry, we are utterly dependent upon our listeners for support, so we pray, and we ask you, pray for us. Tell people about us, and we love to hear from you. We love to hear from you. I get letters from people that say no more than we're out here, we're praying for you, very little more than that, and you cannot imagine how encouraging that is to us. It takes very little time to sit down and write something like that, so our mailing address, Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Okay? And if you didn't get that, Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. So keep your writing materials handy. Now, Hebrews. I have to get situated here so that I can see these things. And incidentally, it's a gray, cloudy day outside my study where I record these from. And I'm sitting here with a cup of hot tea. And what a wonderful way to start the day. It's early in the morning. Start the day with the Word of God in hand. I can't think of a better thing to do. All right, Hebrews 1:1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now that's verse 1 and 2, and let's just take some time and talk about these, but let's get something cleared up right up front and right off. I ask a question. Did Paul really write the letter to the Hebrews? Now, I'm going to say something here that will no doubt upset a bunch of you. I'm going to tell you right now that this goes contrary to the teaching of some of my men that I absolutely revere. Some of the greatest teachers that have been very influential on me say that Paul wrote Hebrews, and I'm going to give you five reasons why he didn't. It is very clear to me that Paul did not write Hebrews. And, you know, I'm sorry, let me just name J. Vernon McGee. I love that old man. Of course, he's home with the Lord now, but I have profited so richly from his ministry, I cannot tell you. He always said Paul wrote Hebrews. I believe that he was wrong. I believe we need to get over that thinking. I believe it's very important for our understanding of this book that we understand that Paul did not write Hebrews, and there are five reasons I'm going to give you that are absolutely, as the Germans say, unumgänglich. You can't get around them, and they show conclusively that Paul did not. Now, having said all that and having upset some of you out there, allow me to pause and take a sip of hot tea. All right, I did that. Now let me show you why Paul did not write Hebrews and why it is important to our understanding that we understand that he didn't write it. All right, the first reason Paul did not write Hebrews is stylistic. It's stylistic. Now, for those of you who have been listening to Dialogue for any length of time, and even if you haven't listened to Dialogue for any length of time, but if you hear our introduction, you know that Paul Sublett always introduces me as Dr. Doug Miller. You know, well, you got to get a little respect, don't you? So I'm a doctor of philosophy, and my doctorate is in philosophy, in ethics, to be more exact. But my master's degree is in English. And I have spent most of my life reading. I have read and still read, you might say, voluminously. I read all the time. I'm a compulsive reader. I'd read a phone directory if I couldn't get anything else, I think. And I believe that's what Somerset Maugham said of himself. I read. Now, many of you out there are like that. You read, too. Let me ask all of you something. If someone handed you a book by Ernest Hemingway, without the name Hemingway on it, and said, "This book is by Scott Fitzgerald," could you tell the difference? Could you read a paragraph or two and say, "Oh no, Fitzgerald didn't write this"? Friends, I think I could. I believe I could. I believe the short, choppy style of Hemingway, those Anglo-Saxon words of his, and just the way he wrote is very different from the poetic style of Scott Fitzgerald. In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me a piece of advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. That is the way Fitzgerald starts The Great Gatsby. That's not Hemingway. You can read it and tell that Ernest Hemingway would never write that way. Friends, Hebrews is stylistically not the writing of Paul. And no one, I mean, if you read Hebrews, and then you read Romans or 1 Corinthians, and it doesn't take a great deal of thought or reflection or insightfulness to understand that Hebrews is not Paul's writing. He didn't write in that style. And if you and the English, even reading it in English, makes it clear. But hey, if you read it in Greek, it is very clear that this was written by someone else. So here is my first reason for saying Paul did not write Hebrews. There's a stylistic problem here. Second, now I want you to listen to this. And I mean, once again, I think this kind of thing is absolutely definitive. I want you, just hold your place in Hebrews there, and turn to 2 Thessalonians. Turn to 2 Thessalonians. Now, 2 Thessalonians, Paul had had a little problem. Someone had been sending out letters that purportedly were from Paul, that were not Paul's letters, saying things that Paul would never have said, such as that the day of the Lord had already come, that these Thessalonian Gentile Christians had missed the rapture, that they had been left behind, and so on and so forth. I want you to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of the Lord, or the day of Christ, rather, is at hand. All right? There were false letters out there. Now why am I reading this to you? So I can go over and read the very last two verses in 2 Thessalonians to you. This is 2 Thessalonians 3, and this is verse 16 and 17. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Now look at verse 17. Very important. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token of every epistle, so I write. Did you see that? Did you see that? The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token of every epistle, so I write. Now that, friends, is the Word of God. I sometimes think that we read these things of this sort, and we don't always think, well, we're really reading the Word of God here. We are reading the Word of God. This is not just a little greeting by Paul. This is apostolic, and it is God's Word. Now, Paul wrote to Timothy in his second letter, that, and this is in chapter 3, verse 16. He said, all Scripture is profitable, all of it. What is the profit of this verse right here? 2 Thessalonians 3:17, the profit is in showing that Paul did not write Hebrews. Why? Because Paul does not have his name attached to Hebrews at all. There is nothing in the letter of Paul that says Paul wrote Hebrews. Now, what does this verse tell us? That every letter that Paul wrote was signed by Paul. That's the evident token, he says here, the salutation. It's the token of every epistle that he writes. And he did not sign his letter to Hebrews. Therefore, by the very word of God, Paul did not write Hebrews. Now that, I think, is about as clear as God can make it. And I think I don't see anything wrong with my logic or reasoning there. If you do, please tell me. Okay? All right, so once again, the stylistic reason. It's not Paul's writing style. Two, Paul didn't sign it, which he did with all those letters. Here's the third reason, and this is a dispensational reason. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. All of Paul's letters are directed to Gentile churches. Paul, if he wrote anything to Jews, this would be the only thing that he wrote, and there is no reason to suspect or expect that he wrote a letter to the Jews. His ministry was not to the Jews. Peter, James, John, Jude, these individuals were in Jerusalem. They were ministering to Jewish Christians. Now, it's not that Paul didn't minister to Jewish Christians and didn't preach to Jewish Christians. He did. He did in his travels. And there were Jews in all of these Gentile churches that he wrote letters to. But Paul was called an apostle to the Gentiles. If you have any problems with this, read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, Romans chapter 15, 18, and many, many others. Paul was the man who stood and held the coats of those that stoned Stephen. Paul was the one who, when he was separated unto Christ Jesus, when he was blinded on the road to Damascus, what did God tell him? Well, go and read Acts chapter 21. I will send you far from here, said God to Paul, to the Gentiles. Paul's ministry was a Gentile ministry. All right? And we have this very clearly stated throughout all of Paul's writings. He says it many times. All right? Here we go again. Reviewing. Stylistically, it's not Paul's writings. Two, Paul didn't sign it, which he did with all his letters. Three, Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, not to the Jews. And this letter is to the Jews. Fourth, now this is one, going to have to think a little bit about this one, but I think it's rather clear. You're in Hebrews there. Look at the second chapter of Hebrews. In Hebrews 2, we have this, beginning with verse 1. Listen carefully. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, look at verse 3 now, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by whom? By them that heard him. Did you get that now? The writer of the Hebrews here, the letter to Hebrews, to the Jews, is saying here, unless I totally misunderstand this, that he was not taught by the Lord, but by those that the Lord taught. Look at it again. It first began to be spoken by the Lord, this great salvation, and it was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, not by the Lord. Now us, the writer lumps himself in with those who didn't hear the Lord, but was taught by those who did. How about Paul? Would Paul say, the Lord, I never heard anything by the Lord or from the Lord, but those that heard him taught me? Paul didn't say anything of the sort. If you believe that, I want you to look at Galatians 1:11 and at 1 Corinthians 9:1. Paul affirms that he is an apostle and that he was taught directly by the Lord. Now, let's just go back, just hold your place there in Hebrews, and let's go back and read Galatians. And you can read, in fact, let's just look at 1 Corinthians 9:1. 1 Corinthians 9:1, Paul says this, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul affirms that he has seen the Lord. Now, Galatians 1 is the absolute clincher. Look at Galatians 1:11. He says this, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, friends, what does that tell you? Does that tell you that Paul didn't hear the Lord or was not taught by the Lord, but that he heard these truths from those who were taught? Absolutely not. He says exactly the opposite. You look back in 1 Corinthians 15, you know, how he starts off talking about the gospel. I delivered unto you that which I also received. In 1 Corinthians 11, he talks about the Lord's Supper, how he is delivering to them that which he was taught. He was taught directly by the Lord, and Paul affirms that. And therefore, this writer to the Hebrews, who was taught everything here by those that heard the Lord, is not Paul. All right? Now, where are we? Stylistically, this is not Paul. Two, he didn't sign it. Three, for dispensational reasons, it's not Paul. And four, the writer here was not taught directly by the Lord as Paul was. And we get to the fifth and final reason, and this is the real clincher to me. In fact, this is the one that got me and that made me say, I will never again teach that Paul wrote Hebrews. I came up with this one on my own. No one told me this, but I think it's dispositive of the case. Where God is silent, this guy is going to be silent. I have no authority to come in here and sit before this mic and tell you something that God didn't say. And God's silence means something. It means to me that even if Paul wrote this, God is not authorizing me to come in here and say that he wrote it. And when you read the book of Hebrews, you will find that God is absolutely silent on the subject of the author of the book of Hebrews. Now, friends, I don't say this to be overly critical of these men whom I respect so greatly. And Vernon McGee's one of them, and there are just many others. There are many others. A lot of the old brethren, you know, John Darby and those guys, men that are just, you know, heroes of the faith to me. They taught that Paul wrote Hebrews. I cannot do that, and I'm not going to do that. And what I am telling you is that Hebrews is the work of an unknown Jew, one who is silent, and one about whom God is silent. Now, let me give them to you again here. Five reasons Paul did not write Hebrews. One is a stylistic reason, and no one, I think, reading this would think that Paul wrote it. It's just not his style. Two, he didn't sign it. And 2 Thessalonians says that he signed all of his letters, period. That's the word of God. He didn't sign this one, ergo, it's not his. Third, dispensationally, Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. His ministry was to the Gentiles, and every letter he wrote was directed to either Gentile individuals or Gentile churches. And if you say, well, what about Timothy? Wasn't he Jewish? Well, he was half Jewish, but his father was a Greek, and he wasn't even circumcised until Paul met him. Four, those that heard him, Paul was taught directly by the Lord. The writer of Hebrews was not. And fifth, and the clincher, and this does it, God is silent on the subject of who wrote Hebrews. And that means that God does not want to talk about who wrote Hebrews. And because God is silent on it, the guy who is talking to you is going to remain silent on it. An unknown Jew writing to Jews wrote Hebrews. All right, now there are my five reasons. And if I've erred in any of this, once again, you are more than, I'm more than willing to hear from you on it. You just sit down and write to me and tell me what's wrong with what I've said. All right, now that's all we'll have time for today. So this is Doug Miller, and this is Dialogue.
Dialogue, exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.